Psychological Archetype of Saturn in Zodiac, Part 1. Saturn in Aries, the Enforcer or the Frustrated Builder. Saturn in Aries struggles between urgency and delay. Ruled by Mars, Aries wants fast action, while Saturn demands patience, process, and structure. This tension gives rise to the Enforcer archetype, someone who becomes fiercely disciplined, determined to conquer internal chaos through outer control. The Frustrated Builder emerges when the desire to act is blocked, creating inner tension, defensiveness, or harsh self-criticism. This Saturn excels when given leadership in engineering, law enforcement, or strategy-heavy roles, but must learn to pace ambition and channel frustration constructively. Saturn in Taurus, the Steward or the System Stabilizer. In Taurus, Saturn finds steady ground. Ruled by Venus, this placement merges practicality with responsibility, producing the Steward archetype who preserves, protects, and builds tangible legacies. The System Stabilizer emerges in those who bring reliability to financial, agricultural, or value-based systems. They are slow to trust, but deeply loyal and structured once they commit. This Saturn excels in finance, architecture, operations, and conservation. Its challenge is attachment, resisting change, over-identifying with material security, or becoming emotionally rigid around loss. Saturn in Gemini, the editor or the structured communicator. Here, Saturn lends seriousness to Mercury's curious, chatty world. Thought becomes refined, focused, and slowed down. The editor archetype arises when this Saturn crafts communication with care, eliminating noise, distilling messages, and anchoring ideas into structure. The structured communicator shows up as someone who organizes information, builds systems of knowledge, or teaches through precision. This placement thrives in journalism, coding, data management, or formal education. The challenge is internalized doubt, feeling mentally inadequate, overthinking, or struggling to speak with confidence despite having great clarity beneath. Saturn in Cancer, the emotional architect or the protector. In Cancer, Saturn enters the terrain of feeling, family, and memory, where it is in detriment. Ruled by the Moon, this Saturn tries to structure the unstructured emotion. The emotional architect archetype emerges in those who build emotional safety through structure, creating schedules, boundaries, and containers for vulnerability. The protector appears when this Saturn assumes the burden of care, often silently, guarding loved ones while hiding its own emotional needs. It excels in psychology, therapy, teaching, or long-term caregiving roles. Its challenge is emotional repression, fear of softness, or feeling undeserving of love unless it is earned through duty. Psychological archetype of Saturn in Zodiac, Part 2. Saturn in Leo, the disciplined leader or the shadow royal. In Leo, Saturn grapples with visibility and pride. Ruled by the Sun, this placement tests the individual's relationship to authority, performance, and recognition. The disciplined leader archetype emerges in those who earn their place through tireless effort, gaining respect not through flash, but through integrity and sustained excellence. The shadow royal arises when inner doubt hides behind a stoic exterior, someone who longs to shine but holds themselves back, fearing exposure or inadequacy. This Saturn thrives in leadership, management, creative mentorship, or long-term performance mastery. Its challenge is learning to express warmth, accept applause, and lead without rigidity. Saturn in Virgo, the perfectionist or the ethical technician. Saturn aligns comfortably in Virgo's detail-oriented, service-driven environment. Ruled by Mercury, this placement blends logic with accountability, creating the perfectionist, someone who holds themselves and others to high standards of correctness and utility. The ethical technician shows up when technical skill is matched by a moral compass, someone who builds systems not just for efficiency, but for ethical alignment. This Saturn excels in medicine, engineering, auditing, or systems improvement. Its challenge is compulsive fault-finding, paralysis through overanalysis, or equating self-worth with productivity. Saturn in Libra, the just arbitrator or the loyal partner. Saturn is exalted in Libra, where discipline meets balance and justice meets patience. Ruled by Venus, this Saturn expresses fairness, composure, and deep commitment to right action. The just arbitrator archetype acts as a stabilizer in conflict, bringing cool-headed logic, timing, and maturity to social or legal situations. The loyal partner emerges when this Saturn builds enduring relationships, valuing structure, loyalty, and ethical harmony in love or business. It thrives in law, diplomacy, mediation, or partnership-driven leadership. Its challenge is fear of rejection, emotional guardedness, or staying too long in relationships that have expired out of duty. Saturn in Scorpio, the controller or the inner alchemist. In Scorpio, Saturn deepens, intensifies, and focuses inward. Ruled by Mars and Ketu, this placement brings emotional fortitude and psychological control. The controller archetype manages crisis, secrets, and transformation, becoming a master of restraint and long-term plotting. The inner alchemist appears when this Saturn channels suffering into growth, disassembling inner pain to build maturity, wisdom, and depth. It thrives in investigative roles, strategy, trauma work, or any domain requiring power with precision. Its challenge is emotional suppression, suspicion, or mistrust, acting from self-protection instead of openness or healing. Psychological archetype of Saturn in Zodiac, Part 3. Saturn in Sagittarius, the lawgiver or the ethical strategist. In Sagittarius, Saturn gives form to belief. Ruled by Jupiter, this Saturn channels discipline into long-term vision, policy, and principled leadership. The lawgiver archetype emerges in those who uphold structure, not just for control, but for justice, codifying values into frameworks that outlast them. The ethical strategist appears when personal ambition is aligned with moral foresight, often creating institutions, curricula, or laws that guide others. This Saturn thrives in academia, governance, philosophy, or religious leadership. Its challenge is moral rigidity, mistaking structure for truth, or being slow to evolve belief systems when the world moves on. Saturn in Capricorn, the mountain climber, or the institutional architect. Saturn is in its own sign here, expressing its purest essence, discipline, realism, and long-haul mastery. The mountain climber archetype embodies relentless persistence, slowly building a life, brick by brick, with unwavering vision and responsibility. The institutional architect emerges when this Saturn creates structures that last, governments, corporations, or systems that endure beyond the individual. This placement excels in leadership, infrastructure, engineering, or any role demanding accountability and scale. Its challenge is emotional detachment, workaholism, or fear-driven ambition, where success becomes armor rather than fulfillment. Saturn in Aquarius, the system reformer or the detached visionary. In Aquarius, Saturn builds for the collective. Co-ruled by Saturn and Rahu, this placement merges old-world discipline with futuristic thinking. The system reformer archetype appears in those who upgrade society's bones, policymakers, designers, reformers who serve long-term change. The detached visionary shows up when intellect and objectivity guide innovation, thinking beyond personal gain to serve a broader humanitarian vision. This Saturn thrives in social engineering, tech regulation, science, or progressive institution building. Its challenge is emotional coolness, over-intellectualization, or struggling to connect personally while solving for the whole. Saturn in Pisces, the inner monk or the boundary weaver. In Pisces, Saturn enters the sea of intuition, compassion, and imagination. Ruled by Jupiter, this placement learns to give shape to the formless. The inner monk archetype turns inward, seeking solitude, discipline and surrender, and meaning through sacrifice or contemplation. The boundary weaver emerges when this Saturn learns to structure emotion, offering containment to others while not dissolving into them. This placement excels in spiritual practice, art therapy, healing work, or behind-the-scenes institutional support. Its challenge is escapism, martyrdom, or emotional confusion, where boundaries blur and structure dissolves under emotional weight. Psychological archetype of Saturn by House, Part 1. How Saturn expresses discipline, responsibility, boundaries, and life mastery through each house, revealing where you're tested, matured, and ultimately strengthened, independent of zodiac sign. Saturn in the first house, the self-discipliner or the embodied stoic. With Saturn in the first house, selfhood feels weighty from the start. The self-discipliner archetype often carries early pressure to grow up fast, cultivating strength, resilience, and restraint through trial. The embodied stoic leads with composed maturity, measured in speech, deliberate in action, and often slow to trust. This placement thrives in leadership, mentoring, or crisis management roles. Its challenge is harsh self-judgment, feeling unworthy unless constantly proving competence, or suppressing emotional spontaneity in fear of seeming unprepared. Saturn in the second house, the resource strategist, or the guardian of worth. In the second house, Saturn ties self-esteem to productivity, values, and ownership. The resource strategist archetype builds slowly and methodically, earning through effort, learning restraint, and defining value by effort rather than excess. The guardian of worth protects what's earned, materially and psychologically, developing strong internal ethics and long-term vision. This Saturn excels in finance, law, planning, or risk management. Its challenges scarcity consciousness, fearing loss, overworking for security, or equating self-worth solely with material stability. Saturn in the third house, the silent thinker, or the disciplined messenger. Saturn in the third house filters communication through caution and responsibility. The silent thinker archetype internalizes ideas, speaking only when sure, often carrying a weighty inner dialogue or early communication inhibition. The disciplined messenger becomes the master of structured knowledge, excelling in technical writing, systems thinking, or precision in speech. This placement thrives in teaching, editing, and research. Its challenge is self-doubt in expression, overthinking speech, avoiding vulnerability in conversation, or struggling to relate without feeling intellectually exposed. Saturn in the fourth house, the emotional stabilizer or the ancestral guardian. In the fourth house, Saturn's lessons are rooted in emotional safety, belonging, and legacy. The emotional stabilizer archetype carries the burden of creating or protecting emotional order, often becoming the reliable one in a chaotic or distant family system. The ancestral guardian preserves heritage, structure, and emotional wisdom, quietly anchoring others through deep loyalty and responsibility. This Saturn excels in real estate, psychology, family business, or historical preservation. Its challenge is emotional inhibition, guarding the heart, internalizing duty, or struggling to receive care without guilt or fear. Psychological archetype of Saturn by house, part 2. Saturn in the fifth house, the creative builder or the responsible mentor. Saturn in the fifth house matures creativity, pleasure, and self-expression over time. The creative builder archetype takes joy seriously, preferring form over flair, and finding fulfillment in building rather than merely performing. The responsible mentor emerges when this Saturn turns love into guidance, teaching or parenting with care, structure, and high standards. This placement thrives in education, design, classical arts, or youth development. Its challenge is fear of exposure or rejection, blocking creativity due to perfectionism or feeling unworthy of affection unless earned. Saturn in the sixth house, the relentless reformer or the order keeper. In the sixth house, Saturn sharpens focus on routine, duty, and improvement. The relentless reformer archetype strives for mastery in work, health, or service, tackling tasks with precision, endurance, and a quiet commitment to making systems better. The order keeper brings structure into chaos, managing environments, workflows, or people with impeccable attention to detail. This Saturn thrives in healthcare, logistics, engineering, or management. Its challenge is burnout or rigidity, overworking, becoming overly critical, or defining self-worth solely through productivity and output. Saturn in the seventh house, the loyal partner or the contractual architect. Saturn in the seventh house takes relationships seriously, seeking depth, structure, and longevity. The loyal partner archetype enters commitments cautiously but wholeheartedly, often choosing bonds that reflect karmic or deeply maturing lessons. The contractual architect views partnership as a sacred structure, someone who builds alliances, agreements, or collaborations that last. This Saturn excels in law, negotiation, counseling, or long-term partnerships. Its challenge is fear of vulnerability or abandonment, delaying intimacy, attracting heavy relational dynamics, or staying in rigid agreements out of duty rather than love. Saturn in the eighth house, the shadow worker or the power conservator. In the eighth house, Saturn demands maturity around trust, transformation, and shared power. The shadow worker archetype learns to confront discomfort, taboo, or emotional darkness with courage and integrity, emerging as a grounded healer or trauma-informed guide. The power conservator manages intensity through discipline, carefully regulating energy, resources, or emotional entanglements. This placement thrives in psychology, finance, estate planning, or crisis response. Its challenge is guardedness, resisting surrender, controlling vulnerability, or internalizing fear of betrayal or loss. Psychological Archetype of Saturn by House, Part 3. Saturn in the ninth house, the truth seeker or the ethical scholar. Saturn in the ninth house brings structure to belief systems, philosophy, and the pursuit of meaning. The truth seeker archetype dedicates themselves to rigorous study, ethical questioning, and slow, earned wisdom, often turning lived experience into personal doctrine. The ethical scholar seeks to ground high ideals into systems that serve, building educational models, institutions, or moral frameworks with clarity and responsibility. This Saturn thrives in academia, publishing, religious leadership, or law. Its challenge is dogmatism or fear of the unknown, over-relying on logic, resisting spiritual surrender, or doubting one's right to explore without credentials. Saturn in the 10th house. The architect of legacy or the public executor. In the 10th house, Saturn is in one of its strongest placements, governing ambition, public responsibility, and reputation. The architect of legacy archetype builds slowly and with intention, often carrying a deep sense of duty to leave behind something meaningful. The public executor thrives on precision, strategy, and long-term impact, earning respect through leadership grounded in discipline and consistency. This Saturn excels in executive roles, governance, engineering, or institutional design. Its challenge is pressure and perfectionism, tying self-worth to career status or fearing failure so deeply that it delays progress. Saturn in the 11th house, the systems reformer or the network guardian. Saturn in the 11th house channels responsibility through community, vision, and collaborative impact. The systems reformer archetype works within organizations or movements to reshape how people connect and build futures, crafting structures for long-term change. The network guardian maintains stability in teams or friend circles, offering wisdom, boundaries, and loyalty within social spaces. This Saturn thrives in NGO leadership, political strategy, tech development, or think tanks. Its challenge is isolation or outsider syndrome, feeling separate from the group or struggling to trust collective dynamics without over-defining rules. Saturn in the 12th house. The inner anchor or the spiritual hermit. Saturn in the 12th house faces karmic burdens and subconscious fears, often developing strength through solitude, spiritual discipline, or service from behind the scenes. The inner anchor archetype learns to hold space for suffering without collapsing, becoming a quiet stabilizer in hospitals, institutions, or energetic realms. The spiritual hermit finds clarity in retreat, seeking spiritual or creative mastery through silence, introspection, and surrender. This Saturn thrives in healing, contemplative leadership, art therapy, or compassionate service. Its challenge is repression or martyrdom, hiding pain, resisting support, or believing that suffering must be endured silently to be meaningful.